Okay, we are in Hilchos Shabbos. Specifically, we're talking about the Malacha of Tochein. Okay, we learned last time about Tochein, about cutting things smallly. Is it Shayach by Ochlin or not? And we also mentioned the Trumas Adeshin that we passed the Malacha Lamaisa, that there is only, there's Ein Tchina Ela Begidulei Karka. Ein Tchina Ela Begidulei Karka. And therefore, we left off saying that it would be permissible to chop up one's eggs or meat on Shabbos because those are not Gedulei Karka. Fine. Moving on, we're going to come back to Ein Tochein the Gedulei Karka later on in today's shir. Moving on to the next topic within Tochein, and this is based on a Shilas and Shuvas in the Rashba. The Rashba was asked, is one allowed to take a slice of bread and crumble it up into small little pieces and feed it to the birds on Shabbos? Okay? The Rashba answers that this is mutter because just like borer is mutter for immediate use, so too, Tochein is mutter for immediate use. And so long as you're sitting and feeding the birds, they're going to be eaten right away. It's Tochein for immediate use. Tochein for immediate use is going to be mutter. Remember back from Borer, that was one of the Tanai of Borer was miyad. It had to be used right away. So therefore, the Rashba extends this that not only this is talking about the Malacha of Borer, but it's also Shaykh by the Malacha of Tochein. The Rashba is not the only one to say it. The Meiri, An in Kufiyo Dalet Am Beis, Dira Masel, Knivas, Yerek, also holds like this. The Beis Yosef, he brings down this Rashba, and he does not bring down any Cholkim on this Rashba. When the Rashba brings down one opinion, does not bring any Cholkim, generally that is how he's going to be Paskin. However, we should know, there are Cholkim on the Rashba, the Shilte Giborim, on Daf Lamed Beis, Amar Aleph, and Os Gimel, and the Dapi Arif, and Masechet Shabbos. He brings down this Rashba, and he vehemently disagrees with the Rashba. And he basically says that we only find a Makor in Shas that is a heter for Borer Miyad. We don't have a Makor in Shas that tells you that Tochein is mutter for Miyad. Dafka Borer is Miyad, because it said that's going to be Derech Achila, and not necessarily by other Malachas. Where did the Rashba pull this from, that we're going to matter because you do it for Miyad purpose, we're going to allow any every Malacha, if I want to go ahead and cook my chicken in the oven, as long as I'm going to eat it right away, we're going to let you cook it on Shabbos? Obviously not. So why in the world are we going to then think that it's going to be mutter to go ahead and do Tochein on Shabbos for immediate purpose? As I said before, the Beis Yosef only quotes the Rashba. He does pull back a little bit at the end, and he says, if you want to rely on this Rashba, you should cut pieces a little bit bigger than normal. Whatever you normally do, to cut them a little bit bigger in order to however you want to say it. Rav Avadia writes that's only L'Ravcha the Milsa, really the Beis Yosef completely paskins like the Rashba. He says L'Ravcha Milsa, like a nice thing, going to be cut a little bit bigger of pieces. Halacha L'Maisa, in terms of Tochein for immediate use, how do we paskin? The Ramah in Siman Shin Chaf Al Sif Yud Bet brings down the heter of the Rashba. Brings down the other heter of the Rashba. Is a machlokas in the Achronim, the later Achronim, whether we really do take on this Rashba. The Chazon Ish was not so excited about this Rashba. He doesn't completely reject it. However, he definitely says that one should be cutting up bigger pieces for sure. The Igle Tal, on the other hand, he mamish paskins like the Rashba, and he says he completely be sumach on this Rashba 100%. The Igle Tal is in Meleches Tochein Halacha Yud Aleph. He paskins like the Rashba, and he comes to defend him against the Shilta Gibborim that we mentioned before. Says the Igle Tal that similarly, just like we said, Borer for media purposes is mutter, because why? Because it's not a Maisa Borer. Maisa Borer is Borer Laotzer. In the time of the Mishkan, what they would do, they would separate things to store for later on. When you're doing Borer for immediate purposes, that's considered a Maisa Achila, just another way of us eating. So says the Igle Tal, it's very possible that the Shilta Giborim never even saw the Rashba inside. He Bistama only saw the Ran. Quoting the Rashba, he doesn't say it because the Rashba seems to say this Beferish. He says, just like Borer is considered a Maisa Achila, so too we do Tochein also when we eat. We cut our food up into little pieces when we're eating it. It's a Maisa Achila. That's not Tochein for later on. That's what was done in the Mishkan. Therefore, that's what's awesome. But for immediate purpose, that is going to be Mutter. And based on this, this is one of the reasons why the post can bring down. Or else, how do you chew your food on Shabbos? Are you allowed to chew your food on Shabbos? So, if Tochein for immediate purposes is because the Maisa Achila is Mutter, that would make very much sense. Then obviously you'd be allowed to chew up your food on Shabbos. You don't have to start swallowing your food whole. So for sure, halach lemaisa. Halach lemaisa. The Mishnah Berurah seems to go with the Rashba halach lemaisa. However, he does then quote the Chumrah of the Beis Yosef that you want to rely on immediate purposes. You should be machmer to cut things a little bit bigger than you normally do. Okay, so that would be correct to be machmer. However, everyone agrees, if it's, let's say it's for the necessity of small children, and you're cutting up for small children, you could even cut up into little bitty pieces if you want to for children and rely l'chatchila on the Shita of the Rashba. And just to pull back from last week, we discussed last time about mashing things like mashing bananas and things like that. Is that a maisa of tochin or not? Machlokas in the Chaznish and the Ramoshe. I mentioned last time that the Chaznish holds that not only is mashing a maisa of tochin, but he holds it's even more machber than cutting up pieces. This is where he holds it's more machber. The Chaznish holds that when you mash up things, you're not even allowed to use the heter of miyad even for small children. Therefore, the Chaznish says the only way to really mash up a banana for a small child is to use the shinui, like we discussed last time, using a shinui, that is an appropriate thing. But to mash up even for immediate use, even for children, the Chaznish held is aser. However, even though we said last time we are machmer like the Chaznish, that we consider mashing a maisa of tochein, nevertheless, the Shemir Shabbos, Kelchus, Paskins, Beferish, that mashing for immediate purposes is going to be mutter, the hainu, we're going to take on the chumr, the mashing is considered tochein, but not this extra chumr of the Chaznish, who holds that it's like a super duper tochein, that you don't have the heter of immediate use. That the Shmir Shabbos, Kilchasa, Paskins, Lakula. Okay, so that is in terms of Bora tochein for Miyad purposes. Moving into the next Shiloh, in terms of Hilchos tochein, and that is what the Ran brings down immediately after bringing down this Rashba that we just mentioned a moment ago about tochein for immediate use. He brings down this Sefer, the Smag. And he says that the Smag held that there's another very important cloud by tochein, and that is ein tochein achar tochein. We hold that once something has been ground one time, even though it's been put back together, it was no longer be applicable, the malacha of tochein. You'd be able to grind it however you'd want to go ahead and do it. Okay, since therefore, based on this, what would come out of Lach Lamaisa to go up and grind bread or chocolate is going to be completely mutter, because the bread has been ground already. They already took the wheat kernels and they ground it into flour and then they baked it into bread. So to re-go ahead and grind up the bread is going to be the same thing. You took the chocolate bean, okay, the cocoa bean, and you go ahead and ground it one time already. They made it into a chocolate bar. You want to go ahead and grind it on Shabbos. That is going to be completely mutter because of, based on the smag, because of ein tochein achar tochein. The same thing would apply by things that are made, any cereals that are made, let's say, with flour. Okay, any types of corn flour, things like that, wheat flour, all these things, you want to go ahead and grind it afterwards, would be no problem, because all these things have been ground before. They already took the kernels, turned it into flour, and now they made it into a dish. That would be permissible to go ahead and grind it. Okay? There are those, though, who disagree with the smag. One of them, if you've already figured this out already, is obviously the Rashba that we mentioned before. How do we know? Because the Rashba's question was talking about bread. Over there, they asked the Rashba, are you allowed to grind up bread and feed it to the birds on Shabbos? And we didn't see, the Rashba doesn't say this is mutter because of ein tochin achar tochin. It's not shaykh the malach of tochin. He has to get onto his heter of immediate use. Therefore, l'chor, the Rashba disagrees with the heter of ein tochin achar tochin. Nevertheless, once again, the Roman, in the same place over there in Sif Yud Beis, Paskins like the Mekilin, that ain we pass on Lach Lamaisa, ain tochein achar tochein. And the Gra even brings a raya from a Tosefta in Masechet Shabbos that we have the concept of ain tochein achar tochein. However, we have two major kashas on this psak of ain tochein achar tochein, and it is the same two kashas that we have, we'll soon see, on the Trumas Edeshin that we said and we started sharing today with, that we mentioned last time, on the concept of Ein Tochein Ela B'Gedulei Karka. Ein Tochein Ela B'Gedulei Karka, that Tochein is only applicable by things that grow in the ground. And Ein Tochein Achar Tochein, we have two big kashas on both of these shitas. Number one is a Rashi and Ayin Dalad Amabez in the Masechet Shabbos, Dibur Masel Chayev. He says over there, if you take clumps of dirt and grind it up, you are going to be over the chiyuv chatas of tochein. So that's a kasha. Number one, dirt is not gedulei karka. It sits on the ground, but does not grow from the ground. Therefore, how do we apply tochein if it's not gedulei karka? Number one. And number two is, how is there dirt over here gets clumped up all together? It rains and it comes together and it breaks apart. It's constantly being grinded up and pulled apart again. So therefore, we should apply the principle of Ein Tochen Achar Tochen. Similarly, the second kasha is based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, if you take a clay vessel and you grind up that clay vessel on Shabbos without getting into breaking Kalim on Shabbos, you're over the Tmlacha of Tochen on Shabbos. Once again, clay, in order to make a clay vessel, number one, clay is not Kedulei Karka. And number two is, in order to make a clay vessel, you have to grind up the dirt first before going ahead and putting it back together and making the vessel again. Therefore, once again, we have two strong kashas on both of these shitas. Okay? How can we resolve these difficulties? So the Truma Sadeshin himself deals with the Shaila of Ein Tochen Ela B'Gedulei Karka. He asks this kasha on himself, and he says the following. He brings in that of which we learned last week, about all the Rishonim hold that ain't Tochen be Ochlin, right? We saw the Rush and possibly Tosus also holds that by most food there's no Tochen whatsoever. Therefore, the Truma Sadeshin says when we say ain't Tochen Ela B'Gedulei Karka, it means by foods. By foods ain't Tochen Ela B'Gedulei Karka. If we apply Tochen by foods, it's only going to be by foods that are Gedulei Karka. And that's what the Chazon Avadi writes the Feish. On page Reish Samach Zayin, he says, "Ein Tchina Ba'ochlin Sheina Vidulei Karka." The Hainu, we will certain things that are outside the category of food will be Shaykh by Tochein, even though they are not Gedulei Karka. But when we say the Truma Sadeshin says, "Ein Tochein Abidulei Karka," that's "Ein Tochein Ba'ochlin Alabidulei Karka." Only Ochlin that are Gedulei Karka; those could be Shaykh Tochein, and not other things. Based on this Truma Sadeshin, maybe we could say the same thing when we says Ein Tochen Achar Tochen. Maybe it's the same principle. When we say Ein Tochen Achar Tochen, it's only regarding foods. Based on this Truma Sadeshin, one could say that is one possible answer. The Chazon Ish, though, released by Ein Tochen Achar Tochen, brings another beautiful mahalach, and he says when we apply the principle of Ein Tochen Achar Tochen, That's only going to be when a person grinds up something and then it gets put back together and then he regrinds it again. However, when it's done by natural causes, I know it rains outside and the dirt's clumped together and then the person steps on it and it breaks apart and then you go ahead and put it back together. Over there, when it's done by natural causes, that's not considered a first time of doing tochein. Only when a person does tochein, then we would apply the principle of ein tochein achar tochein. So either one of these are acceptable answers, and therefore, in the end of the day, we still accept both of these kulas, both ein tochein achar tochein and ein tochein el b'gedulei karka. And v'adai by foods, we are going to see that this definitely applies. Now, so halach l'maisa. We say ein tochen achar tochen by food products. Therefore, it's going to be mutter to crumb bread, break chocolate into small pieces, and also let's say they have cornflakes to crush cornflakes, make cornflakes to crumbs on Shabbos. So just like we saw in Hilchos Brachos recently, it depends on what type of cornflakes you're using. If you're using Talma cornflakes, the Israeli cornflakes, most cornflakes in the world are made out of corn flour. Corn flour has been ground already by people. Therefore, even though it's made into a flake again, you can make cornflake crumbs on Shabbos if you want by crushing them up. However, take Kellogg's cornflakes. Kellogg's cornflakes have never been ground. They take a whole kernel of corn and they smash them and make it into a flake. Therefore, it's not really been ground. It's never been tochen one time. Therefore, to take your cornflakes on Shabbos and make your Kellogg's cornflakes and to smash those up into cornflakes crumbs on Shabbos, that would be usr. Okay, so those are just examples, but most times when we're dealing with foods, most foods have been ground already, and therefore it's going to be mutter halach l'maisa. Moving on to the last thing, until we'll take a break, and that is based on the sheet of the Rivash. We'll take another din from Hilchos Borer. We said, Just like we said, this borer miyad is going to mutter, so tochen for immediate purposes is also going to mutter. The rivash says, based on this, if we say we could say the same principle also by using a kli miyuchat, that just like by borer, even if you have a heter in certain instances to do borer, however, if you have a kli miyuchat to do borer, you have a specific kli that helps you do borer, you have used a sifter to sift out whatever it might be, it is absolutely usher and going to be over a chiyuv chatas. Says the Rivash, the same thing applies by the Malach of Tochei. If you use a specific grinder, even though, let's say, you're dealing with Ochlin, or you're dealing with something that is, would be necessary, usually mutter, to do, go ahead and do Tochei Anan Shabbos, if you use a kli miyuchat to do it, you're dealing with a chashash. So once again, as I started with last time, and that is if you have one of these salt and pepper shakers and the pepper is used as a grinder, even though I'm using it for immediate purpose, I'm grinding it to put it onto my salad or whatever I'm in my soup, whatever I'm using it for, since I'm using it, kli miyuchad, says the Rivash, that I'm oh mamish over an Isser Daraisa of Tochein on Shabbos. Okay? And the Rivash goes on to say it, even on Yontif, where we don't have the Malach of Tochen, the Malach of Tochen does not apply on Yontif. You're allowed to do Tochen on Yontif. Nevertheless, to use a Kli Miyuchad, it's still going to be an Isser Derabanan of Uvdin Dechol. Therefore, the Nafkamina and Yontif, if you do it with a Shinui, if you use some type of a Shinui by using, let's say, a cheese grater, you want to grate the cheese on Yontif, so if you do it with a shina, you turn the grater upside down, you usually grate on a plate, and you do it now, it's directly on the table. There are certain ways that you could go ahead and you do it on Yontif. But on Shabbos, this absolutely will be usher, as the Shulchan Aruch Paskins over here in Simon Shishin, Chof Aleph, Sif Yud. Now, however, to use a knife to cut your food on Shabbos, that's not considered a kli miyuchad for tochein. It doesn't necessarily grind, it cuts. Therefore, a knife is not a kli miyuchad for tochein. It's a regular kli for cutting. However, says the Bir Halacha, you have certain knives, like a special dicing knife, that is made to cut very, very, very small pieces. It calls it in the Halacha, the Bir Halacha, the hakmesser. If you have this hakmesser, which is a kli miyuchad, it's a special knife, in order to cut, grind things very smallly, there the Bir Halacha says, it would be Shaykh this din of the Rivash, who holds it would be a kli miyuchad for tochein, and it would absolutely be usher to use on Shabbos. Other achronim are skeptical of this. Aruch HaShulchan is meikel. Rav Moshe Feinstein seems to be meikel. However, the Shmir Shabbos, Gilchus HaPerek Vav, Ha'ari Yud Beis, quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that's mashma, that lechumra over here, that to use a special knife that is specially meant to cut things very, very thinly, very, very small, would absolutely be usher. However, not all things that we might think are doing a mice of grating is going to be osur. Let's say an egg slicer. To use an egg slicer on Shabbos, is that going to be mutter? So say the poskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman brings quoted in Shmir Shabbos, Kehilchos HaPerek Vav. Halacha Gimel, he matters using an egg slicer on Shabbos. He says all that is a bunch of knives that have been put together and it cuts an egg. Okay, you didn't necessarily dice it into a very small piece. Over here, he believes that an egg slicer is going to be mutter on Shabbos. Furthermore, one time, I believe it was Rav Ginsburg brought, they had this new thing. It was this long rectangular thing with lots of cubes that was meant to be a vegetable cutter. You put a bunch of vegetables in it, and you did one crop down onto it, and it cut the vegetables into small pieces. However, it wasn't so small. They were pretty big squares, so therefore, he brought this new device to Rav Nevinsel. Rav Nevinsel says he does not believe this is a kli miyuchad for tochen, because at the end of the day, you're not really cutting into small pieces. If they make those squares much smaller into things that would really dice them into very, very, very small pieces, in a chanami, that would be a kli miyuchad. But you're cutting into bigger pieces, and that's what this thing did. Therefore, it was mutter to use such a device on Shabbos, and that is how he passed in halacha lemaisa. We'll take a break.